Novelist Alice Hoffman sees the world as a place filled with dangers, both real and imagined. In her novel Illumination Night, the main character was an agoraphobic, someone who was afraid to leave the house. Hoffman's new novel, At Risk, is about a family whose child will die of AIDS. Several parents in the community fear for their healthy children and transfer their children to another school. Hoffman has no direct experience with AIDS. She's a mother of two healthy children. She found that writing a book about the death of a child was a painful yet liberating experience.
What it made me realize is that, in effect, no matter how good a mother you are, you can't protect your children from all the dangers in this world. And that even if you can't, it doesn't mean that you're not a good parent. And in some ways, that's a relief. In some ways, it's also a horrible reality.
I'd like for you to read a passage from At Risk.
Okay. This is a passage very early on in the novel where the daughter, Amanda, who's an 11-year-old gymnast, is just getting sick. And Polly, her mother, goes back after a gymnastics meet looking for her daughter. Too much excitement, Polly thinks. Too much pressure. She puts her palm against Amanda's forehead and realizes that her daughter has a fever, a high one. Polly reaches the taps and turns off the hot, then cups her hand so she can scoop cold water over Amanda's face. They are facing each other, with Amanda leaning against her so that Polly is soaked through her clothes. I'm freezing, Amanda says. In fact, she is hotter than before. Polly drags Amanda out of the shower, sits her on a bench, then grabs a towel and wraps it around her. She runs to the locker, gets a pink gym bag, then runs back and quickly begins to dress her daughter. Amanda feels heavy, as limp as straw. Ow, Amanda says, as Polly maneuvers one leg into a pair of shorts. Polly gently touches the back of Amanda's knee and feels that the joint is swollen. She finishes dressing Amanda and helps her to stand. You'll be better in the morning, Polly says. It's what she's always says when the children are sick, and they always believe her. But this time Polly is wrong. Just after dusk, the rain will begin, but it won't bring any relief. In the morning, the last day of August and the hottest on record, Amanda will still be shivering beneath two cotton quilts.
Can I point out that there's no death scene in your novel?
Mm-hmm. That's right, there isn't.
And why isn't there?
Well, it's an interesting question for several reasons. One is because I thought it was more about the survivors and what's going to happen and how they react. Another thing is that a writer, I felt that it was too cruel a thing to do to my characters. I mean, we know what's going to, and, you know, readers, we know what's going to happen at the end. What's important is how people react and how they deal with it.
Did you do research writing the book?
Well, I decided not to because what I usually do and what I did this time was I did it after I wrote the book because I didn't want it to become a medical novel. You know, I wanted it to be a human novel, a novel about a family. And so I did research after I was done writing it.
That's an interesting technique. Did you find anything in the novel that you felt you had to change based on the research you did after you wrote it?
I did. There were medical facts that were wrong, and I had a friend who's a writer and a doctor read the manuscript and help me out with that.
You know, there is a growing body of AIDS literature, mm-hmm. mostly written by people who either have AIDS or who have witnessed the death of lovers mm-hmm. or friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people are uncomfortable by, I think some people think that only the people who have really been touched by AIDS are worthy about writing about it. And for others, mm-hmm. it's just a device for dramatic effect in a plot.
You know, it's a funny thing, you know, which I didn't realize, but there are a lot of people, not people exactly, but there are a lot of reviewers who feel that AIDS is not a worthy literary subject. I find that incredibly shocking. I think it's a tremendously important subject. I think there are lots of books to be written about it. My book is one, and one small aspect, and, you know, it's not the story of AIDS, it's the story of a family. I think AIDS should be important to all of us. And I don't think that you need to have had AIDS to write about it.
I want to ask you something about a previous novel called Illumination Night.
Mm-hmm.
There's a character in that novel who's agoraphobic, mm-hmm. and she wonders if phobics comb the newspaper for crimes and disasters that corroborate their worldview.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if in a way there was an element of that in your choice of AIDS, a subject matter, of it kind of corroborating your worldview.
Well, certainly I think that I tend to be aware of dangers, and that's my focus. And how to kind of overcome these dangers or come to terms with them or somehow get by in spite of them. And I think that in a way is true. I mean, that's kind of my orientation. Yeah.
Now, from what I've read about you, you yourself are a recovered agoraphobic. Now, agoraphobia is an irrational problem, but a real and serious problem.
But I have to say, I'm not. I don't think anyone's ever recovered. I think it's recovering is more like it.
Mm-hmm. When you realized that you had agoraphobia, were you already mm-hmm. a writer?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
It seems like such an interesting phobia for a writer to have, especially a writer like you who really doesn't go out and do research but mm-hmm. spends her time at home imagining things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's you're in the house thinking, imagining most of the time.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I think that the writer's imagination and the phobic's imagination are very alike, because what phobics do is when they approach a bridge, they think, what if? What if this bridge falls? What if my car falls off it? And I think that writers do the same thing.
Illumination Night, in which the main character was agoraphobic, mm-hmm. was that written after you felt that you could cope with it?
Well, I have to say that when I was writing Panic Attacks, which is what the character Vani has, I certainly felt them as I was writing them. And one of the reasons I wanted to write that was because I'd never read about it. I'd read, you know, nonfiction self-help books about agoraphobia, but I've never read a description of what happens in your mind and how you feel when a panic attack comes on. And I felt that was important to write about. I mean, I don't think it helped me or it didn't help me. You know, I don't think really of writing novels as therapy. Usually I think of it as a way of stepping out of my life into another world.
There's one other thing I wanted to ask you, and it just escaped my mind, so forgive me for a second while I collect
sure.
my thoughts.
But, you know, Terry?
Yeah.
You know, one thing that I wanted to say is
sure.
that I wrote the book for myself, and now that it's published, I wish that for my readers, the same thing that happened to me writing it would happen to them reading it, which is to in a way, not get past their fears, but realize that they have fears and that it doesn't mean you're a bad person, doesn't mean that bad thoughts mean that you're going to do bad actions. And I think it's very important for people to respond in an honorable, moral way to a situation like AIDS. And I think that's really the reason that I wrote the book.
In other words, you think if you have a fear that you realize is an irrational fear,
mm-hmm.
accept the fact that you have the fear, but don't act on it.
Exactly, yeah.
Is that something you learned in phobic groups that you attended? Is that something you've learned in therapy?
Well, no, you know, that maybe that might be partially true, but I think it's more something that I've learned from having children.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, every time you go any place with a child, if you have a certain imagination, every time you go to a playground, you know that in the next moment something could happen. And you know that the world is a dangerous place. But, you know, I think having children has made me realize that the world is also a wonderful place, and it doesn't, that kind of danger, it's there, but it doesn't mean that it's going to happen. It doesn't mean that you're going to have to deal with it.
Alice Hoffman, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Alice Hoffman's new novel, At Risk, is published by Putnam. This is Fresh Air.